Does theistic evolution reconcile faith and science? Kirby Anderson examines this view and finds it lacking. Now on Probe.
Did C.S. Lewis support theistic evolution? Francis Collins quotes Lewis postulating that God could have added his image to evolved creatures who then chose to fall into sin. Although consistent with theistic evolution, Lewis' thoughts are more consistent, we believe, with intelligent design. Lewis begins by saying, for long centuries, God perfected the animal form which was to become the vehicle of humanity and the image of himself. He gave it hands whose thumb could be applied to each of the fingers, so God was actively involved in bringing about the human form. God intervened to produce the desired outcome. BioLogos extends the thought, saying that Lewis is clearly a Christian theistic evolutionist or an evolutionary Christian theist. They point out passages from Lewis showing the evolutionary theory of physical change was not contradictory to the gospel, and they suggest then that Lewis could accept today's theories as truth and would reject intelligent design. John West's research finds that Lewis was not saying that evolutionary theory was definitely true, but rather did not refute Christian belief. C.S. Lewis wrote that belief that man in general have immortal and rational souls does not oblige or qualify me to hold a theory of their pre-human organic history if they have one. In Miracles, he wrote, the preliminary processes within nature which led up to the human mind, if there were any, were designed to do so. In both these quotes, his caveat actually is added with the word if. Lewis did not embrace a simple-minded view of natural science as fundamentally more authoritative or less prone to error than other fields of human endeavor. Lewis argues that scientific theories are supposals and should not be confused with facts. We must always recognize that such explanations can be wrong. Clearly, Lewis did not feel that a young Earth view was a necessity, but he was adamantly against the thought that science trumped theology. Although one cannot know with certainty, it appears that Lewis would resonate with the methodology and claims of intelligent design theorists. We can appreciate Collins' faith journey. However, we would wish that he would say, we really don't know the details of man's creation, but we do know that God was intimately involved.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Theistic Evolution, go to probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you discover the truth that will set you free here on Probe.